Your reaction to today's defeat here at Windsor Park, David?
Obviously disappointing. I don't think we, as staff and as players, you know, when going into the game the second, as the second half's building up, I certainly thought we were more than a match for Cliftonville. We got hit on the break. I said, I'm going to wake up. I'm sure the fans are going to wake up because I thought we were more than well in the game today.
One each. It looked like we could go on and win that, and then they just hit us with a sucker punch almost, didn't they?
Yeah, and that hurts. That hurts more. But one thing I'm not going to do this week, I was critical last week of the players, I'm not going to be critical. I thought they worked hard. We walked through little things during the week which could try and get us a better performance than we'd had at Crusaders last week. I thought we got that. I thought we had a better performance. And the crowd today, I think they were going home. They were actually clapping us off the pitch today. I think they appreciate it. Although losing hurts, and it hurts me, and it's going to hurt me for 5 days that we get going again against Glenavon. But, you know, I've seen a lot more characters in the dressing room today.
Good response from the last week's result, wasn't it?
It was, and that's what I asked for. That's what, you know, this club demands. It demands response after, you know, disappointing. But we go a game, a couple of big games left this month. Glenavon put it down, then we're into the cup game, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I wish we were playing Tuesday or Wednesday, get this game out of the way, or get the result out of the way. But then we go again next Saturday.
There's small margins, isn't there? I mean, there's a chance Andy Waddow was shot and Kurt Moore was nearly on the back. If it could have been 2-1 to us instead of goes 2-1 to them, it's small differences in this game, isn't it?
That's football, and that's two or three chances sort of missed second half, a couple of half chances here or there, but that's football.
You know, it's got to throw a youngster on Paul Smith. Come on, no. He looked like he'd been there, didn't he? He looked like he'd been there.
Skin tailor. Hold on, fella.
Throw a youngster on Paul Smith, yeah, 18 years of age.
He deserved a chance today. He's been excellent in the chairman. He's been excellent in Andy Taylor. He's been excellent in the Swift games. I'm fully confident of his ability. Certainly that, you know, I put any sort of young kid on in a game like that today, but I thought he was ready. And he excites me every time he gets the ball. And my only regret today is probably not playing him longer. But hopefully in the next sort of coming weeks, and certainly before Christmas, I'll try and get him as many minutes as possible, because I certainly think that he could be a big asset for this club.
A fine strike by Andy Waterworth to get back on the score sheet there today.
Yeah, great finish. And again, we have been doing a little bit of finishing during the week and last week. And, you know, I asked for Andy to get himself in the right positions. Technically, he's very good. And, you know, he popped up with a fantastic goal. I'm just disappointed it didn't get us any points out of the game tonight.
Two tough games in Glenavon next week. So it's going to be a hat-trick of tough games next week, isn't it?
Yeah, another big game next week. Glenavon are in good form. Again, another good young manager. So it's always a tough place to go. It's always a battle. And, you know, so I wish it was Tuesday or Wednesday so I could get this result out of the system. But I look forward to next Saturday.
Sad faces tonight, but it won't be for long, David, because we'll be hopefully back next Saturday again.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Cheers, David.
All right.